You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Millsaps College head baseball coach Jim Page. And coach, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Hey, Jeff, glad to be here.
Coach, as we talk right now, the majors still do have one conference weekend left before you guys head to Millington, Tennessee. But just take us through your mindset as you close the conference portion of the season schedule this weekend, and then head to Millington, Tennessee next weekend.
Yeah, well, hey, it's good to be in the conference tournament. It's always one of our goals, and we of course want to make that. But we're also really excited about this last series, to have an opportunity to go play a great, outstanding team in Birmingham Southern, and I don't think they've lost a conference game this year. And so I know, those are the games you enjoy and want to go play. And so to me, it's going to be a really, a fun series, and we're looking forward to going there. And again, we know what we're in for, and they're a great team, and those are the guys we want to play.
Coach, about a week out of the conference tournament, the majors are 24-12 overall. Last year, you had a disappointing showing, to school standards and your expectations. What do you do to build off that disappointment as you look to make a deeper run this year?
It's one of those things where, hey, it's baseball, and we went last year and had some expectations and didn't pan out, and again, that also speaks well for our conference. There's not a just going to be one or two teams only that can dominate, boom, the whole thing and only have a chance. And I think, when you look around at how many teams have actually won the conference tournament, it's been awesome, from Hendricks to Austin, and of course us and Trinity and Southwestern. It's a lot of, DePaul, when they were in it, that's great. And so that's to me, I like to look at it not so much as, hey, we would have liked to have played better and done a little bit better, but it's also the game and who gets hot at the right time and who gets it done. And of course, catch a break every now and then. I just like to think we didn't catch it. And hopefully this year we're going to go out there and play with a lot of passion and see if we can't catch it.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Millsaps head coach Jim Page. Coach, you touched on it briefly just a moment ago, just about the strength of the league. Talk a little bit about talk a little bit about what that does for you as a program. Obviously, Trinity and Birmingham Southern rank both currently in the top 15. Millsaps, Rhodes, and Hendricks all at one point or another this season have been receiving votes in various polls. Talk a little bit about the strength this year as six really good teams head to Millington.
There's a team or two that's sitting out that's you're good and had some good wins. And to me, it just, again, it's why I'm proud to be in this league and absolutely love it. It's a tremendous baseball league. And this tournament, we said this last year, me and a couple of the coaches, wow, this has the best field ever. And I think as we sit here and we're all preparing to go, we're all kind of scratching our heads going, no, this is even better. And again, it makes it such an exciting, week and to go up there and have the caliber of teams. This is every bit a regional. I mean, we've been to several regionals, and as I look at what we're fixing to face in the lineups that we're going to face, this is as strong a regional as we've ever been in.
Coach, let's talk a little bit. I know coaches don't like to really look ahead too much, but you guys are set as far as being in the field. You just aren't sure of your seed yet. You could either play Trinity if you're the 3 seed, or you'll play Hendricks as the 2 seed. You played the last few years, you played in the West Division and are pretty familiar with Trinity and Hendricks, one of the 2 teams you'll play. Talk a little bit about what advantages those might give you guys as you prepare for the tournament this year.
I don't bet there's no advantages. the only good side is you get to go play a quality program, and so really there's no. And I might have misunderstood the question a little bit, but all that keeps running through my mind is when you said that is, wow, flip a coin, you pick your poison. Both of them are absolutely great clubs. Hendricks, you know, knows how to win, and their kids battle, and JR, RJ has just done a fantastic job with them. And, you know, when you think about Trinity, you know, their record speaks for themselves, not only this year, but what they've done. Lord knows how many times they've actually been in the conference championship in a row. Alone speaks volumes, and their pitching staff with Ben Clemesh, and then of course their position players, and I think they're playing good defense, and no doubt they can swing the bat. Just a great club all around. So either one, you better show up and be playing some really good ball when you face clubs like that.
Coach, last question for you, and we'll let you leave on this, but just give some of the listeners a couple key players who are going to be important for the majors as you look to make a deeper run this year, and what's going to be one or two quick keys as a team if you look to make that deeper run in 2012?
Yeah, you know, of course, offensively speaking, you know, Wes Perkins and how consistent he's been, and Stephen Gates and Ryan Zemke and Jules Roussel has really turned it on here late. And you know, those guys, you know, factor in and sign defensively, you know, Doucette and Drew Leonard and the passion Drew Leonard has been playing with and getting on base. So there's the, you know, we like offensively what we're doing, and defensively they've done a very good job. Some of our pitching, Will Edwards has just been a guy that you put on the mound and you know, hey, today we have a chance to win. And Xander Romano, we've had some good surprises. We're very young in the pitching staff and had some injuries. You know, Elliot Varney, our number one, has not been with us all year and won't be ready for the tournament. We were hoping that he would, but he's not going to be. And then we lost one of our next best, Will Elmore, to a broken hand about 4 weeks ago. And so I'm actually proud of how our staff is fought and competed, losing what we've lost, but you know, the tournament, it's going to come down to that. It's going to come down to some pitching. It'll probably come down to, you know, a guy or two that hasn't thrown a ton and how they perform, and of course, you know, you got to play good defense, and then you know, finally, it's who gets the big base hit. And you know, for about a 3 week span, we were getting that big base hit, and Rhodes this past weekend. It's that last game, or the second to last game, rather, game number two, we didn't get it. We left bases loaded in second, third several times, and boy, that one hit here or there, you know, can be the difference in five or six runs in a game. So to me, the, you know, of course, the pitching and defense is always critical, but then, you know, it's going to be who delivers in that clutch situation.
Millsaps head coach Jim Page and his majors open up their 2012 SCAC tournament on Thursday, April 26th, against either Trinity or Hendricks, depending on seeding this weekend. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, and best of luck next weekend at the SCAC Championships.
Man, thanks. Look forward to seeing you guys down there.